This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a great day. I'm Richard. I will be your host in this episode. And we're going to talk about, in this sixth meditation, about how Dante is describing the psychology behind our actions and how we are motivated to do certain things and the role that love is playing in motivating these actions. So this comes in the very heart of the comedy. This is in the middle of the 100 cantos, in the middle of Mount Purgatory, when he talks about the different kinds of love. So he divides this into three different versions. You have the misguided love, you have the deficient love, and you have the excessive love. And this is the structure of the mountain. So you have the misguided through pride, envy, and wrath. You have the deficient with sloth, meaning laziness for the most part. And then the excessive is the avarice, gluttony, and lust. And as Virgil puts this in two different ways, very succinct here, he says that you can be choosing the wrong goal or have insufficient or excessive zeal. And he also says that you can turn toward evil or pursue some good with not enough or too much zeal. The creature turns on his creator then. So this is how he describes kind of the source of the motivation of why we do things. And then the pilgrim is very curious about what does love mean? And then we're going to get this very deep psychology explanation of this. So he says then, after the pilgrim asks, "So I beseech you, Father, kind and dear, define love for me, please, which is, you say, the source of every virtue, every vice. Now focus your mind's eye on what I say," he said, "and you will clearly understand the error of the blind who lead the blind." So these things that are coming now are really, really important there to understand what Dante is trying to communicate with the Divine Comedy. So he says then, "From what is real, your apprehensive power extracts an image it displays within you, forcing your mind to be attentive to it. And if attentive, it inclines toward this, that inclination is love. Nature it is, which is through pleasure bound anew in you." So there are two very important parts of this. One is how we are perceiving things, and the other part is how we are reacting to what we are perceiving. So when he says the apprehensive power extracts an image and displays it within you, this is important in the sense that we can go wrong here. We can misinterpret the world around us, and we can create an image in our mind that is mistaken. So this is the first kind of pitfall when it comes to understanding the world and that kind of chain of events that lead to our actions. So that is the apprehensive power. And then the next one is, if you in yourself find this image that is represented in you as attractive or not. This could also be misguided or misunderstood. So both of those elements are important to be aware of. And they can also be adjusted and clarified and be more helpful to you through understanding things, which is one of those main objectives, let's say, for the whole Mount Purgatory and the process of learning about the virtues and vices. So when he says this, you can think of love also as something like more an overall form of desire than just romantic love. The Greeks used the definition of love as the underlying force, which is drawing for things into their right place. It's a very kind of abstract definition. So this is the thing that we have to be aware of and that we can kind of learn, get more self-insight through. And then the third point here about this is that we have to be aware that this feeling of love might not necessarily be a constructive one. So that's what Virgil is saying with, it should be clear to you by now how blind to truth those people are who make the claims that every love is, in itself, good love. They think this, for love's substance, probably, seems always good. But though the wax is good, the impression made upon it may be bad. So he's making the case here that even if it feels like a good action that you're doing, you feel like you're doing it with love, it might be misguided, because the feeling of love in itself is good, but where it comes from and what it leads to might not be helpful. So that's a way of just making this kind of profound point that the feeling in itself is not sufficient as a guiding system for your behavior. So that's all we wanted to put in. That was 5 minutes. So we had to do this twice to get it short enough. It's such a huge topic. And this is important because it goes into the center of the comedy with the perspective that we have the opportunity to create great lives for ourselves. We can change from misery to happiness. And a crucial element of that is to understand the potential in doing constructive good actions, that kind of the consequence will be towards paradise, and the not helpful consequences of the mistakes, which will lead us to the metaphorical inferno. So this lies at the kind of the heart, again, both literally or like like concretely in the work, but also as this is, if we understand this, we have started the path to kind of creating a better life for ourselves. So that's all we wanted to say in this meditation. Hope some of this was interesting. This is something to ponder for weeks and months and years. So it's just a little seed, and then it can just be something to think about from time to time. So with that, thank you so much for listening. Hope you're still having a great day, and see you again in another meditation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.